Welcome to Unstoppable Real Estate Investing Wealth. My name is Billy Alvaro, a.k.a. the Unstoppable VA, former billion-dollar mortgage banker, gone bankrupt, turned professional real estate investor, where each week you'll learn the tools, strategies, systems, and secrets myself and other highly successful real estate investing entrepreneurs use to start, grow, and scale their businesses, creating massive profits, and how you can too. And we'll teach you how to put those profits to work so you no longer have to. Get ready to finally experience financial freedom and generational wealth. Now let's get started. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Billy Alvaro, the Unstoppable BA, and I am back from beautiful Puerto Rico with a little bit of a tan on the face. I was there for 30 days, absolutely enjoyed myself. I got to tell you, real estate investing, the way I've set up this business, I put it together to where I could work from anywhere. The company that I put together is running on autopilot, and it is I'm blessed. The team that I have is killer. The systems I have, and that's what we teach you on this program, the tools, tips, tricks, strategies, and secrets that I use and my people that I interview use. And today, we have somebody who's a little bit of a twist. Now, I want to explain to you why we have this person on. I started this podcast, I think, about 4 months ago now. And just from starting the podcast and before that, being a guest on other people's podcasts has literally catapulted me to the next level. And so this gentleman, I'm going to call him the Old Ham. This gentleman, Trevor Oldham, who's from Massachusetts, he has a company that does just that. He gets you booked on other people's podcasts, and he specifically has it so you could then go out and either raise private money, sell your coaching services, or just get out there, get your name out there so you can start doing joint ventures and deals with other people. So without any further ado, I have the young Trevor Oldham. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you, Billy. Excited to be here today. Excited to speak to your audience and to provide some value.
So listen, the podcast world, it's been out there for a bit. It really has changed our business, the way we do business. Let's just get a little bit of a backstory of who you are and how you got into this space that you're doing. You're not a podcast. You're actually booking people on others' podcasts, correct?
Correct. So the story starts back 2015. I was in college and I wanted to start a podcast. I thought it was cool. I was able to interview some highly sought after entrepreneurs, and I used my age as a factor. I think I was 18 or 19, and I was interviewing these highly successful entrepreneurs making millions of dollars, and I loved it. But the podcast, after about 2 years of running that show, the podcast was growing a little stale on the number of downloads. I thought, hey, why don't I go out on other podcasts and see if I can promote myself, promote what a different company at the time, see what the company can do. And I noticed I started to get more listenership, more people are being attracted to our company. But I also realized that it's a ton of work to go out there and to find shows to pitch, to create a pitch, to get booked on shows. It's a ton of work. And in the back of my mind, I figured that there'd be enough people that would have enough capital, you know, 6- and 7-figure people that would be willing to pay me to do all that sort of grunt work. And with that idea in mind, that's how I started podcasting you on a whim. Never knew if it was going to be successful. First client was a turnkey investor out of LA, still work with her today, 4 years later, and just really started the company with her, started to pick up a couple more clients, some referrals, and really over the last year, third year in business, hit 6 figures in revenue. Now we're in our fourth year in business, probably going to triple that number. And it's really just grown since that one little idea I had. So really just been in the podcasting space 6 years, absolutely love it, and love it to see it continue to grow.
Yeah, so I can attest, you actually, I think somebody from your staff reached out to me to try to enlist me to get onto your services, which I'm going to do. I've been completely swamped busy. But the benefits, like I look at you almost like a booking agency. If there's an actor or an actress that's going out there and they want to get their show, their movie out to the public, what do? They go on every talk show, every night show, and they promote themselves. And so your service, I'm looking at it as something similar to that. If there's a guy or girl out there who is in the investment world and they're a syndicator and they want to raise money, tell us how they could leverage you and your services to put them in front of the right people so you can get their name out there. What does that look like?
Sure. So we're one, first and foremost, going to place them on other real estate investor podcasts. And we're not going to target the beginner shows because typically if it's a beginner real estate show, it's someone that's not going to have a lot of access to capital. They probably don't have a deal under the belt. So we want to make sure that we're targeting investors that already have deals under their belt. Maybe they have 10 to 15 units and they want to go out there and do a little bit more than that. So first and foremost, targeting real estate shows. On top of that, targeting shows that target doctors, lawyers, dentists. In my mind, most funds have a 50K minimum investment looking at accredited investors. So typically a doctor, lawyer, and dentist, high income coming in, probably going to have that high net worth. And we basically reach out to these shows and tell them why you should be a great guest on their show, the value that their audience is going to get. And on the back end, on your end, Billy, as you had mentioned, you're going to get more brand awareness for your show by going on to those shows. And because you get more brand awareness, more people are going to be interested in your company. And obviously, the more people that are interested in the company, in your company, the more capital that you're going to be able to raise. And even if it's not capital, if you have a coaching program, mastermind program, that sort of thing, the more eyeballs you're going to get on it and check out and see what you're doing.
I love it. And I just want to make sure I'm fully understanding the process with the raising of capital. So you're placing people on other real estate investors podcasts who have a listener base that may be high net worth individuals.
Correct. So we basically put you in the absolute best position that we possibly can for you to go on these shows and to raise capital. So we're not going on these shows ourselves and helping you to raise your capital. That's up to you. But we like to put you in the best position to be as advantageous as possible.
I love it, brother. And you said you've been doing this for 4 years. So let's like give an example. What could somebody experience? They go on one of the shows. How many shows could you guarantee they get booked on, and what kind of time frame?
Sure. So we could have clients booked on 20 shows in a month if they wanted to. That seems like a crazy number to me when you're talking about blocking out an hour of your time for typically each interview. But typically most clients go on 1 to 2 interviews per week. We work with a guy outside of the real estate space. He's an oil guy out in Kentucky, and he's raising money for an oil deal that he's putting together. And he was on Michael Blank's Real Estate Investing podcast last week, was on Friday. And I think on Monday, Tuesday, he emailed us and he already got 9 or 10 leads from accredited investors that were looking to partner with him. You know, now that's going to be the result on every single show that you go on. But when the more that you put yourself out there, the more that's going to be. And this is an oil guy where I don't have that much experience talking to them, but obviously there's enough people that saw what he was doing was interesting. And if you want to listen to it, his name's Robert Burr. Great guy. I've been working with him for a while now, but it's really just going out there and going on these shows. Again, the more eyeballs you get on it, the better it's going to be. And not every show is going to be helping to raise capital. You may go on some shows and for whatever reason you hear crickets, and then some shows it's just going to explode and you're going to get tons of leads from it.
Yeah. And you mentioned Michael Blank. I'm a big fan of his, by the way. The guy he's very articulate the way he teaches people how to do commercial real estate, like just very systematized. I love that about the guy. I want to meet him one of these days. But on another note, so it's not just obviously for raising capital. It's for what are the products and services? Give us some ideas of what type of real estate person, investor should come to you for the service.
Yep. So we'll work with real estate coaches that are putting together a coaching program, real estate investors that are putting together mastermind programs. I'm even talking to a guy, I think tomorrow I had a chance to look at a site, and he runs an Airbnb course and teaches you how to buy profitable properties to turn it into an Airbnb. And that's a course where he's not coaching you. And he's selling that course, I think, $997. So that's an instance where it's probably going to be a fit. It's a little bit difficult if you have a lower ticket of an item, because you want to, obviously, as an investor, you're investing because you want to make money. And if you're investing in our company, you probably want to make more than what you're paying us. So typically, if you're not raising money, you want to have a high ticket offer where the whatever product or service you're charging for, you probably want it to be at least $197 and have some sort of reoccurring revenue attached to that.
I love it. So now take me through the process of how you go and vet, not the people who are going to come on your show that you're going to book, rather. Tell us how you go out and find the podcast that they're going to go on.
Most certainly. So we typically, first and foremost, start off with that target audience, figure out who does the person want to speak to. Obviously, there's tons of niches in the real estate space. So if you're talking a multifamily or commercial real estate investor, it's going to be a little bit different than if someone's mobile home park investing, self-storage investing. So we start off with that target audience. And once we find that out from the client, we'll go out there and start building the list. Typically, every investor, no matter their niche, if they're raising money, they're happy to go on the show is targeting doctors, lawyers, and dentists. That really doesn't matter too much. As long as they're trying to raise money, those shows are always going to be a good fit. And that's really how we start off. We always want to make sure that the show is targeting the correct target audience. And as long as it's doing that, we'll start to build the list. And typically we're targeting shows that have, one, have good quality number of reviews on iTunes, been out quite a while, and also publishing episodes consistently, so that we're not placing you on a show that, say, came out a month ago and has 2 episodes out, because those shows are great. They could become great, but they're probably not going to have a listenership. And when, you know, if you go on a show that doesn't have a large listenership, you could just be wasting your time, which is, as an investor, when your time is very valuable, that's probably not what you want to be doing.
Sure. I love it, man. And so if somebody joins your service, give us, I know you said, you know, you could book 20 within a month, but generally, what's the time frame for you to go out, scout those other companies that you're going to put them on? How long does that take? And what should I expect? Is it like a 3-month process, a 6-month process? I know you can bang it out in a month, but.
Yeah, most certainly. So let's say if an interested investor starts working with us, it's within 14 days. So about 10 business days from you start working with us, where we put together the database of shows that we're going to be pitching you to, you getting your first interview, takes about a 14-day process. And then after that, typically 10 shows on average, 2 to 3 months, 20 shows on average, 4 to 6 months. It's crazy. Some people do try to squeeze all 10 or 20 in a month. It happens. Like, we worked with a client, Mike Simmons. He had an event, I think back in October, called Flip Hacking Live. And he wanted to make a big push in September because the event was coming up, I think in the middle or to the near end of October. And he did those 20 interviews in a month, where typically that's not the norm, but it's generally about 1 to 2 shows per week is typically what works for most people.
And so if somebody has never been on a podcast and they're like, look, I'm a nervous wreck. I want to go out and I want to raise money, or I have this coaching service. Do you have a product or something that could help them prepare for being on these podcasts? Or is it just like, hey, I'll book you, but everything else is up to you?
Yep. So one, we always prepare them for the interviews. We send over what's called like a prep sheet, goes over the host information, host bio, basically everything that they need to know to make sure that they're prepared. If they still don't feel fully prepared getting those prep sheets, I'll hop on basically an interview like this, and I'll do a mock interview with them and ask them, how did you get started in real estate investing? Why should investors work with you? What are the target markets? And I'll just walk them through like we're having a podcast interview, and obviously it doesn't go live, and that sort of helps calm their nerve. And then also I look at one of two things. How many deals do they have under their belt? I want to make sure that they're a fit. So I spoke to an investor the other day, or two investors. One, he only had 3 units done, and so that's typically not going to be a fit. And another one, he was very local to Denver. And being podcasts that they are, we can't target the just one geographical region. They're going to be placed over all the US. So in that case, we just have a free masterclass that we send to these clients. And we say, hey, this is how you can go out there and start getting booked on interviews for yourself. It's going to walk you through the exact process that we do for our clients, other than us doing it for them, that you'll be able to do it for yourself. And it's perfect for someone that's starting off and small, because if someone doesn't feel 100% comfortable, I still don't want to waste their money and their time, because we could place them on these smaller shows where it's probably not going to be having a large listenership, where they could practice their story. But I don't want someone paying me for that. I don't want them paying me $250 or $300 an interview if they're not going to see at least that much coming back to them. And that's really typically what I do, is just send someone over to our masterclass. It's a 20-minute video, and then, you know, they just watch it and they figure out how they can pitch shows by themselves.
Yeah, I mean, when you come down to it, it's just having a conversation with somebody, just two people. Like, I've had people prior to coming on the show, well, and they're like, I don't know what to talk about. And I go, it's just a conversation between two people. This is all it is. Radio, podcast, it's a guy and a girl, two dudes hanging out, just chewing the shit and just having a conversation that other people are going to find interesting, to extract some information out of it they can go and use and get themselves going. So let me ask you this. How tough is it if somebody didn't want to use your service? They don't have something out there that they've actually put together, no product, no service, they're not trying to raise money, but they still want to start going on this like podcast thing where they can get themselves out there. And they're not ready to shell money out to you because they don't have anything to offer yet, except maybe a story and a good interview. What would you say to that person on how to go out there and start marketing themselves to get on other podcasts?
Yeah. So one, I would say, you know, check out our website. So we have the masterclass on there, and then you can get it. And typically, when it comes to pitching your own self to shows, it's probably going to be about 5 to 10 hours per week of you researching shows, of crafting pitches the way that we tell you to do it, so that you're not sending cookie cutter pitches out to every single podcast host. You're customizing each one. And we also have a follow-up process that we have. So that video goes over everything. And that's typically what we give to investors, because if someone has 5 to 10 hours a week, if it's an investor, then that's perfect for them, because they probably don't have too many deals under their belt. But if it's a seasoned investor, they typically don't have an extra 5 to 10 hours per week to be spending and doing these sort of menial tasks of researching shows and crafting pitches. So that's what we direct people to do, is you can do it on your own. I mean, that's how I started. That's how I started this company. But again, it's just going to take a lot of your time. And that's where, you know, our benefit comes in. But again, if you're starting off, you don't have the capital, you don't think you have the story yet, then it is perfect for you, because you're probably going to have that extra 5 to 10 hours per week where you could be going off there, out there on there on your own and finding these shows to pitch yourself to.
Trevor, you said an extra five to 10 hours a week. I don't know what, I can't even pull it out of my hand. I mean, like, who the hell at this level has, like, they're brand new? I get it, but 5 to 10 hours to set themselves up. So you really do, I consider your service a done for you service. Mm-hmm, right? Correct. Like, somebody comes to you and they're like, look, I want to get on the circuit. I want to go out there and promote my product or service. I want to promote XYZ. I don't have the time, nor do I want to even be bothered doing this. I'm going to shell the money out to you. You're going to just take care of it from A to Z and everything in between. You take care of the sell sheets. You book the interviews. You make every single sheet specific to the person that's going to be interviewing them, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. Then you have this whole follow-up system in the back end. It's a no-freaking-brainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It's a no-brainer. So how many clients, like myself, who want to come to you to have you book me another podcast, how many clients have you worked with over the last 4 years when you started?
Yeah, probably 4 years, going on hundreds of clients. Typically, at any given time, we're working with between 40 to 50 clients. And then that number ebb and flow. Sometimes we'll be working with 35. Sometimes we'll be working with 65. So it just depends on the season and what's going on.
I love it. I love it. I know you have an outreach. That's how you came out to me. Tell us about your staff. What does your staff look like? Are you a virtual company? Are you a company that has an office in Massachusetts? What does that look like? And how many people do you have in the staff helping you with this?
Yeah. So we're a fully remote company, totally virtual.
Isn't it great working remote, by the way?
Yeah, it's very nice. So I'm in Mass, and then the rest of the team members are like Tennessee and Maine, Connecticut, all over the U.S. So first and foremost, the main staff, I have them all based in the U.S. These are the people that are working 20 to 40 hours per week for me. And then I do outsource some tasks, such as doing like social media or doing outreach. I'll outsource that to the Philippines. I have a designer. She's like a contract designer. She helps us out 2 to 5 hours per week, not so much of a full-time employee. And I typically just hire people as I need them, which is perfect having a virtual team. Like I wanted to beef up our Google AdWords campaign. So I put a job out there on Upwork, and I find this individual from India, $4 per hour to work with her and have her take care of everything. And she'll go out there and do it. I tried to be a little bit cheaper in the US in the beginning and outsource the task of reaching out to shows from people from the Philippines. And I realized that just the cultural differences weren't working out the best that I was. So I paid the money, and now I pay my employees all in the US. And I pay them, always make sure that I'm paying them above minimum wage. And it just works out better that way.
So it's funny you say that, because I'm finding that we have some really good VAs from the Philippines, but their culture, they're mm-hmm. yes people, they want to please, they're eager to please, and they're not aggressive. And I'm not saying all, but for the most part, it's like they're great at certain things. And then other things, if they don't know the answer and they're afraid to ask, they'll try to figure it out. It's a little bit of a struggle there. But we're outsourcing to the Philippines, to India, all over Asia. I mean, we have people literally across the globe now working with us since we went virtual. And like when I opened up the show, I was out in Puerto Rico for a month, Trev, and like, to be able to run the business now post-COVID, I don't think I would have had the mindset to have done this 2 years ago pre-COVID, of just picking up, going to Puerto Rico for a month, because I thought I was going to have to be tied to my desk, my chair at the office. And it's liberating, man. Like, being able to go out there and do what you want to do. I shot 3 podcasts when I was out in Puerto Rico. Like, I didn't have my office. I just had the laptop and put that thing on and just started rapping and teaching people of certain things that we were going through. And this podcasting world, guys, if you're serious about your real estate investing business, or any business for that matter, I think podcasting, you have to add into your arsenal of really doing it, whether you're going to have your own podcast show, like I launched in December, or you're going to be a guest on other people's shows. Podcasting and getting your name out there, by far, it's a very good tool to have in your belt. And as Unstoppable REI Wealth, we are all about giving you the tools, tips, tricks, strategies, and secrets. And this is one of those tools that you can leverage. So Trev, do me a favor. Let's talk about the investment. What does that look like if somebody wanted to engage you and say, Trev, I'm ready to take the leap. I want to get booked on X amount of shows. What do your packages look like?
Yep. So we typically have 2 packages. We either get a client booked on 10 shows for an investment of $3,000, or we do 20 shows for an investment of $5,000. And let's say you do 10 interviews, you like it, you did the $3,000 investment, you want to keep doing interviews, then we have a month contract, which is either 2 interviews for two interviews for $5.97 a month or four interviews for $9.97 a month. And that's just a month contract. So have the upfront fee. We go through those interviews. You feel great. You want to just keep doing them on a consistent basis. Then we have these sort of month-to-month contracts that we set up with clients.
I mean, it's relatively inexpensive if you think about it. Somebody might hear $5,000 and be like, my God, but for 20 interviews for $5,000, for all the work, and I know it's work, man. Like, once this podcast is started, and then prior to that, trying to get in other people's podcasts, it is time consuming. Like, just picking up the phone, emailing back and forth. Mm-hmm. If you don't have an assistant doing this for you or a process to do it, it's laborious, man. So I would highly recommend that if somebody is going to get into this and they want to get on the podcast circuit, to hit you up. How do they find you online? What do they do to get signed up?
Sure. So they can go to our website, podcastingyou.com/real estate investors. Once you hop on there, you can schedule a call with myself and then I'll just walk through, see what you're looking to do and just have a nice conversation and see if you're a fit. And then we can just move forward from there.
You're such an easy dude to talk with, Trev.
Thank you.
How old are you, bro?
I'm 24.
You're only 24 years old?
Yep, only 24.
Well, you look a little bit older on the video here.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You come across older for sure, man. Like, you're very well spoken. You have a good head on your shoulders. You started doing this when you were 20 years old.
Yep, correct. And even prior to that, I started businesses when I was a senior in high school, started importing products from China. When I was a freshman in high school, I built up a social media brand that had 600,000 social media followers in its first year. And that was the company that I started the podcast with. So always just been starting different businesses, and just podcasting you happen to be my most favorite one and also the most profitable one. So I definitely enjoy it.
Well, you have a good head on your shoulders, young man. You're doing very well for yourself. I appreciate you coming onto the show and sharing this. I hope that some of the listeners are out there. I know that there's going to be people that are going to be hitting you up from this, because the podcast circuit is the way to go. If you want to get your name out there, if you want to raise capital, if you want to book your coaching services, I mean, there's so many different things. Or if you just want to just get your name out there just to get recognized in the community, even though the podcasts are national, just getting yourself out there is the way to go. I mean, I've been on so many of these damn things and I love it. And I appreciate having you on the show today, brother. You want to end with anything? You have any last thoughts you want to put out there?
I think just the biggest thing is just getting started. If you've never been on a show before and you are super experienced, it's probably going to be uncomfortable in the beginning, but guarantee you, the more interviews that you do, the more comfortable you're going to get. You're going to have your story down. You're going to sound a lot more professional. So if you're thinking about doing it, you're a little bit timid, I guarantee you it's going to be one of the best decisions of your life.
No doubt. And on that note, I want to thank you listeners out there. Listen, I know there's many shows you can listen to. I'm grateful. I appreciate everybody that is giving me the likes, giving me the feedback, the texts, the emails. I'm here to serve. I'm here to give you my knowledge and the guest knowledge and help you to go from where you are to where you want to go. Do me a favor if you can. Go on to iTunes. Give me 5 stars, 2 thumbs up. Give me some feedback on there. And don't forget, if you want to learn, partner, or invest with me, go to billyalvaro.com. And on there, it's a simple form. You can fill it out. We are doing JVs with people on a national basis. We're doing lending money. We're rehabbing with folks. We're investing with people. So if you want to learn, if you want to partner, and if you want to invest your money and put your money to work so you no longer have to, hit me up, billyalvaro.com. I'm there. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you to go from where you are to where you want to go. Learn, invest, and partner. I'm Billy Alvaro, the Unstoppable BA. This is Trevor Ullman, and we are out. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Unstoppable Real Estate Investing Wealth. My mission is to give you, my listeners, the blueprint for success, the insider secrets for starting, growing, and scaling your real estate investing business so you can experience and live the unstoppable lifestyle. I've made it simple for you. To catapult yourself to success, go to billyssecrets.com. That's B-I-L-L-Y-S, secrets.com. There you will find every single tool, tip, trick, strategy, system, and secret used to make millions of dollars as a real estate investor. Everything my team uses and my guests use, all in one place for you to tap into so you can start, grow, and scale your real estate investing business. I really hope you implement what you're learning. I hope you utilize these tools, tips, tricks, strategies, and secrets. And I hope to see you on the next episode. God bless. Bye-bye.